Today is Thursday, the 25th of July, the Feast of St. James, in the 16th week of Ordinary Time. Bless the Lord, my soul, who leads me into life. The most important thing for me to do now, as I enter into prayer, is to let go for a moment, to let go of my own concerns, my own worries and fears and reluctance, and let myself be led by God, trusting that God, who loves me, will lead me into life. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee came to him with her sons, and kneeling before him, she asked a favor of him. And he said to her, "What do you want?" She said to him, "Declare that these two sons of mine will sit, one at your right hand and one at your left, in your kingdom." But Jesus answered, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I am about to drink?" They said to him, "We are able." He said to them, "You will indeed drink my cup, but to sit at my right hand and at my left, this is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." When the 10 heard it, they were angry with the two brothers. But Jesus called them to him and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones are tyrants over them. It will not be so among you. But whoever wishes to be great among you must be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you must be your slave. Just as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many."
Today is the Feast of St. James the Apostle. This seemingly unfortunate episode from Scripture may paint a picture of overwhelming ambition. However, it seems that James learned true servant leadership from Jesus and was a good leader and the first apostle to be martyred. Imagine the scene vividly. Picture James, John, and their mother approaching Jesus. Hear the desire for acknowledgement and ambition in their voices. Reflect on moments in your own life when you have looked for recognition. What motivated these desires? Sense the tension among the disciples as they listen in. Observe Jesus' response, calm yet firm, as he teaches them about true greatness. Consider Jesus' question, "Are you able to drink the cup that I am about to drink?" What would be the cup in your life? Are there sacrifices or challenges that you are being called to accept in your journey of faith? As you listen to the passage again, consider Jesus' example of servant leadership. How does this contrast with worldly expectations? How can you embody servant leadership in your daily life, with work, family, community? Ask for the grace to follow his example of humble service.
Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee came to him with her sons, and kneeling before him, she asked a favor of him. And he said to her, "What do you want?" She said to him, "Declare that these two sons of mine will sit, one at your right hand and one at your left, in your kingdom." But Jesus answered, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I am about to drink?" They said to him, "We are able." He said to them, "You will indeed drink my cup, but to sit at my right hand and at my left, this is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." When the 10 heard it, they were angry with the two brothers. But Jesus called them to him and said, You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones are tyrants over them. It will not be so among you. But whoever wishes to be great among you must be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you must be your slave. Just as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many.
As the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve. Take the time now to share with Jesus, our teacher, a prayer of gratitude. Ask for the strength you need to live out his call to servant leadership. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end.
Amen.